Hi, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, February 12th, 2010. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I recorded this early, so if anything really cool happened, not my fault. I blame the way the Earth rotates around the sun, when meetings are scheduled, and to a lesser extent, holiday weekends. So anyway, let's get started, shall we? Let's talk about movies. Last weekend at the box office, the unthinkable happened. Dear John was number one with $30.5 million, bumping Avatar down to number two with $22.9 million. From Paris with Love was number three with $8.2 million, Edge of Darkness, $6.9 million, and The Tooth Fairy with $6.6 million. New this week at the box office, you can see Percy and the Olympians, Wolfman, or Valentine's Day. Each are aimed at a very specific audience, and presumably you fall into one of those three. Preferably not the last one, but that's the way these things go. Now, as far as news goes, rumors got out this week that Cars 2 from Pixar was going to be delayed until December 2011. Not true. Turns out it's only June 24th, 2011, which was the original plan. A Laverne and Shirley movie may be in the works, according to Extra. Gary Marshall said he's thinking of having Jennifer Garner and Jessica Biel in the title roles. All right. A new Muppet movie, currently dubbed The Greatest Muppet Movie of All Time, is being written by Jason Segel, and the Flight of the Conchords director, James Bobin-something, has been tapped to direct. This could be potentially interesting. Also interesting, Beaker's Ballad was released on YouTube this week. It involves the Muppet character attempting to play Dust in the Wind while being criticized by YouTube comments all over the screen. Plus, Statler and Waldorf show up at the end. So, really, can you go wrong? I think not. A Black Hole remake is coming from Joseph Kosinski, who's also directing Tron Legacy. Unlike the Tron movie, the MTV blog says that this will be a reimagining, not a sequel. Black Hole, not Tron. Jim Varney, best known as Ernest P. Worrell, died 10 years ago this week of lung cancer. As a result, a lot of sites are putting up the history of the character, the actor, his life. He was only 50, but he did a bunch of movies, some direct-to-video, some not, and voiceover work. Plus, it turns out that he got his big break being in a bunch of local ads around the United States from an agency in Nashville. So people knew him as like a local guy. Pretty fascinating stuff. So look that up if you have a few minutes. Tom Cruise signed on for Mission Impossible 4. Whoopee, I guess. Tim Robbins has been cast as Senator Hammond in the Green Lantern movie. The Terminator franchise has been sold to Pacificorp. It's a Santa Barbara-based hedge fund for the price of $29.5 million. Christopher Nolan has confirmed he's working on a Dark Knight sequel, as well as some sort of a shepherding role in the next Superman movie. The captain of the ship Deadliest Catch has died at 53. His name was Phil Harris, and he died of what is reported to be a stroke. The Smurfs movie has an interesting casting bit for you. Jonathan Winters has been cast as Papa Smurf. There you go. Also, the Daria DVDs are supposedly coming out in June now, and they're being described as a special price budget title for the entire series. I don't know what that means, but if you're a fan of the show, and presumably you are, based on some of the feedback I've gotten, there you have it. Toy news, first of all. Oh, in Japan, the Revoltech line is being expanded significantly. There was a bunch of new announcements. We talked about these a while ago, but now pictures are getting out from Wonderfest, and these include some painted, some unpainted pictures of Zoids, Nightmare Before Christmas, Jurassic Park, Godzilla, Aliens, Predator, Trigun, and others. Pretty amazing stuff. You can find out about these by searching on Google, or you can go to 16bit.com because they link to it on the front page, and by they, I mean me because I make that site. Nightmare on Elm Street fans, Funko has a license to do a classic Freddy Krueger bobblehead, and it looks really nice. They also have a bunch of plush licenses, including Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley, if you can believe it. Avatar, Gentle Giant, is doing busts, and at Entertainment Earth, we just put up pictures of unpainted shots of Jake Sully and Neytiri, or whatever. I haven't seen Avatar, and now I'm not seeing it out of spite at this point, so, eh. G.I. Joe. In a conference call with its investors, Hasbro mentioned that the G.I. Joe earnings weren't great. Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner copped to the price of the G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra figures to being part of the reason why, because they were possibly too expensive. No kidding. We admire his candor. Salud, sir! Star Wars, an unspecific listing on Amazon UK, reveals a Star Wars Brickmaster book set is coming. Previous Bookmaster sets include a couple of figures and some bricks for Pirates and Castle. So this could be a really exciting item, and they're about $25 retail. So here's hoping the figures are awesome. Lego Blind Box Series 2 has been partially revealed by Canadian Toy Fair. Like Series 1, looking to be awesome. Figures include a Teeny Bopper pop star, which appears to be kind of like a Miley Cyrus alike, what could be Donny Osmond-ish, a vampire, a centurion, and what appears to be a Mexican dude with a sombrero, maracas, and a poncho. Seriously, not making this up, and more. I'm impressed. Masters of the Universe apparently is going to be expanding into retail stores with a series of two-packs based on the DC comics of He-Man versus Superman. And a prototype of Skeletor got out on eBay, so more on that as we have it. But they'll have a slightly different deco, and it'll be the first chance to get these Masters of the Universe Classics figures outside of Mattel's own website. And finally, Venture Brothers. The first glimpse at Doc Venture's head was given at Jackson Public's blog, live on the LiveJournal, actually. Go to publicnuisance.livejournal.com, that's public with a CK nuisance, to see the back of the head. It looks like basically a light bulb at this point, but it is the first look at a Venture Brothers action figure head. Well, your first look at it. Some of us may have seen more. I'm not saying anything. Anyway, that's all for this week, boys and girls. Check out entertainmentearth.com for the latest news and toys and stuff. We added a bunch of new items in the past week. I'm really impressed with all the new Funko stuff. There was a bunch of Wizard of Oz movie bobbleheads, 8 of them actually, and they all look really good. If you like Wizard of Oz or you know someone that does, this could be a great gift, along with all the Rudolph products. So, yeah, that's pretty much everything. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/endearth, or our blog at blog.endearth.com. And don't forget, I've been watching the Planet of the Apes cartoon series now, and I watched 2 episodes so far. It's from the 1970s, and you get the DVD for about $10 of the complete series. It's amazing how awful the animation is and how when everyone talks, it's like the back of their head or just a background with nobody on it. If you have the means to check it out, highly recommend you do so, just because it's basically a good time. Not in the good time sense, but just in the you gotta see this good time. So I'm still going through it. Don't know if the whole series is great, but it is a very enjoyable show. So that's all for this week. This is Adam Paula signing off. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast, and have a happy Valentine's Day, or don't. It's really up to you. Or someone else. I don't know how these things go.